good, provides everything that we have need of. Amen? Right. Hallelujah. How many of you are recognizing that we're living in the last days?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And the Lord is reminding us, thank you for the songs, Brother Cliff. The Lord is reminding us, help is on the way. Amen? Help is on the way. Hallelujah. Won't be long before we hear that trumpet sound and we see that eastern sky split wide open, Brother Johnny. And Jesus filled the heavens. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you know what? With great joy, the Bible says we're going to see Him. And there'll be those with great fear that also see Him. Yes. Who finally realize that it's real. This is really real. This is reality. That for many it will be too late. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, the saddest thing is for those who knew and they walked away. For those who could have waited one more day, Brother Farron. Held on to Jesus one more day, but somehow or another, in the course of time, they let go. Praise the name of the Lord. Would you stand with me? Turn in your Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 25. Praise the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 25. I want to preach to you from that portion of Scripture this morning in the New Testament, where Jesus is speaking to His disciples about the time of His return. In church, we're beginning to see the signs that let us know that it is nigh even at the door.
Right.
Are you there, Matthew 25? Say amen.
Amen.
Verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him.
Yes.
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this wonderful time that we've had and gathered together, Lord, in Your presence. And Lord, we pray that You'd bless, Lord, the remainder of this service. Lord, I pray that the Holy Ghost would continue to move. Lord, that we would continue, God, to be bathed in Your Spirit, Lord. I pray, God, that Your blood would anoint our eyes that we may see. Lord, that Your glorious blood would touch our hearts. Lord, that it might be softened. Oh, Lord, that the words of truth that are eternally settled in heaven, oh Lord, would find its place, Lord, into the fallow grounds of our heart, that it might spring forth into new life. And we give You praise and glory for all things, Lord, today. And we thank You. In the name of Jesus we pray. And everyone shouted amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Lord, I want to preach to you for a little while this morning about it is time to fill the oil. It is time to trim the lamps. Amen. I read to you from the book of Matthew chapter 25, and Jesus tells us, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto these 10 virgins. But if you go to chapter 24, you will find that there are signs that will be happening, signs that will be causing men's hearts to fail them for fear, for seeing the things that are coming upon the face of the earth. And we recognize that as you begin to read in Matthew 24, you see it is the signs of the end of the age of grace. It is the time when the Antichrist will be revealed and the church will go through the testing and the trials of tribulation, and then the rapture of the church will take place. Amen? Yeah. And I believe that when Jesus said, I have a door that I have opened and no man can shut it. Oh, but if I shut the door, there is no man that can open it. And I believe that when the door of grace is closed, Brother Tommy, the door of grace is closed forever. There's not going to be some running in at the last minute after the rapture and saying, oh Lord, I think I got myself right now. Can you help me and let me make it? He answered already in Matthew 25 what he said he would do. He would say, I know you not, and the door is shut. Oh, the church, while the door of grace is still open today, it is up to you and I to avail ourselves of the blood of Jesus and to be filled again with the oil of the Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, and make ourselves ready to meet the bridegroom when he appears in that eastern sky. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. When the signs are all around us from chapter 24, then Jesus said then in chapter 25 that the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto the 10 virgins. Yeah. And now here's something, church, that as you begin to read through this parable of the 10 virgins, you begin to ask yourself, why would those who have come to Jesus weary, worn, and sad, and he took their sins away, hallelujah, and they gave them a light, hallelujah, from the glorious light of the gospel. It shined upon them. And Jesus, in their heart, begins to shine out from them. Oh, hallelujah. I believe that's the light of the world that shines. And he says, he who has a light, what man would put a light of a candle and hide it under a bushel? Oh, but no, we put that light on a hill that all men might see that light. Oh, he said, let your light so shine before men, that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Yeah. Church, if there was ever a time that the light of Jesus is shining, that it be today, that it be now, that we let the glorious light of Jesus Christ shine out of our life into a darkened world. And the darker the world gets around us, all the sin that's in the world today, and the darkness that is on the earth, and the gross darkness that is upon the people. Oh, how great will be the light of Jesus shining in your life. Yes. Will somebody shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. What I can't understand is those who would come to Jesus weary, worn, and sad, and they begin to go out to meet the bridegroom, and the Bible says they took no oil with them. Now, why would you get a light? Why would you get a lamp, praise God, and it begins to shine in your life, and you say, no thanks, I don't need any oil to go with it. Oh, church, there's too many that are turning aside. Oh, the Spirit and the power of God. There are too many who come to Jesus and they say, I don't need that Holy Ghost thing. I don't need that speaking in other tongues. I don't need that craziness, as some would say. Oh, but I'm here to remind you, oh, that you need the oil of the Spirit. Yeah. Oh, not only a one-time dose in your life, but you need to keep your lamps full, overflowing with the oil of the Spirit. Oh, for there's coming a time that all the darkness in this world will be trying to cause your light to go out. Let the oil of the Holy Ghost flow in your life so that your light might shine brighter and brighter unto that day.
Oh, hallelujah. And here's another thing I never could understand as you read. And church, if we're not careful, we'll fall into the same place of these 10 virgins. Oh, you might say, Pastor, I believe I'm a wise one today. I've got the oil of the Holy Ghost flowing in my life. Oh, but be careful, because even though the oil is in your lamp, you can find yourself falling asleep. You can find yourself drawn into a lullaby of slumber by the enemy of your soul that would cause you to just fall asleep and not realize the lateness of the hour and the lateness of the time of which we live. How that sin has filled this world with darkness. And church, we've got to let the light of Jesus shine bright.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. And do you realize that all of their lamps had gone out? I said, do you realize all the lamps had gone out? Oh, listen, church, if we're not careful, the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, it will go out in our life if we do not keep the fire burning. Hallelujah. If we do not keep the oil of the Spirit flowing in our life so that the light of Jesus Christ might continue to shine in this dark and sin-sick world. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, do you believe your light ought to shine bright for Jesus today? Do you believe that you ought to be living and walking as a light in this dark world? Oh, do you believe that as it gets darker around you, praise God, that the light of grace will shine brighter? Hallelujah. Oh, where sin doth abound, iniquity does abound, grace does much more abound.
Yeah.
Glory. Why would their light go out? Why would their lamps have no oil in it? I'm reminding you, church, it's because if we're not careful, the same things will happen to us. They begin to look to the wisdom of man. Oh, praise God, church. What I can't understand, Sister Carol, we talked about that this morning before church. What I can't understand is anybody who ought to know anything about the Scriptures. As we get closer and closer to the end of time, why would you choose that time to fool around with God? Why would you choose that time to grow cold in your spirit?
Yeah.
Why would you choose that time to not get the oil of the Holy Ghost in your lamp? Why would you choose that time to not let the fire of Jesus be burning brightly in your life?
Yeah.
Why would you choose that time to fall asleep and turn to the wisdom of man and not to the wisdom of God?
Yeah.
Why would you let those things affect your life now when you know that the end is upon us and it is nigh even at the door? Because they began looking to the wisdom of men. Oh, and church, realize it today that if you walk, your walk started with faith in Jesus Christ and in the power of His blood to save you. How many of you believe His blood still saves? How many of you believe His blood still saves? And there's still power in the blood! The blood of the Lamb, the spotless Lamb of God. Oh, if your walk started with faith in His blood to save you, if your walk started with the power of His blood to heal you, if your walk started with the power of His blood to cleanse you, and if you believe that the empowering of the Holy Ghost to give you strength to overcome the enemy. Church, if you started out your walk that way, I'm here to remind you, you got to keep what you started if you're going to walk down that road, and you got to have what you started with to get to the end of the road.
Yeah.
Ooh, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can't begin to walk out in the way, the truth, and the life and take an easy exit somewhere down the road and expect that it's going to get you to heaven's gates. Are you hearing me, church? Oh, you got to walk in the way. You got to stay in the way. Hallelujah. And when you get to the end of the way, you'll be in the way.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that way doesn't have a name on it other than Jesus. Amen. Woo! Somebody say praise the Lord. It doesn't have a denominational name written above its door. Hallelujah. It's not religion. It's relationship.
Yeah.
Jesus isn't going to say, well, yeah, you belong to the right religion. Come on in. He's going to say, I knew you or I knew you not. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Aren't you glad that it comes right down to you and me? He said, seek out your own salvation with fear and with trembling. Hallelujah. How many of you know Jesus this morning? Yeah. Well, praise God, some of you do. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. How many of you know Jesus this morning? Church, that means the way you started out walking with Jesus in the blood of the Lamb and in the power of the blood and in the strength and in the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm here to remind you, church, that better be the way you continue to walk and it better be the way you continue to move as you go onward and upward in Jesus. If you expect to make heaven your home, you better walk on in the way in which you were saved. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, how many of you know it took the blood of Jesus to save you? Somebody says, well, no, you know what? I got wisdom. Well, praise God. You didn't get wisdom unless it was given to you by the Spirit of God.
Right.
Somebody said, well, you know what? I got gifts. Well, I'm here to remind you, you didn't get no gifts unless they were endowed and endued upon you by the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Well, praise God.
Amen.
Oh, but it was the blood of Jesus that washes away your sin. It was the blood of Jesus that brought you back in a relationship with God.
Yeah.
It was the blood of Jesus applied to your doorpost.
Yeah.
That took you out of Egypt and on your way to the promised land.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was the blood that saved you. And it'll be the blood that keeps you saved. And it will be the blood that will cause the wrath of God to pass over you.
Yeah.
Ooh, glory to God. Oh, but church, I'm here to remind you that once you get covered in the blood, you get some of that Spirit that's flowing. Hallelujah. You let the Holy Ghost and fire begin to fall upon you. Oh, Jesus cried out in John chapter 8. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. Hallelujah. If any man thirst, let him come unto me. How many of you thirsty in your soul today? How many of you want more of the oil of the Spirit in your life today? If you turn to Jesus and run to Him, He still quenches thirsty souls.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. Oh, and it goes on to say, he that believeth on me, as the Scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost, which they that believe on him should receive.
Yeah.
There's too many believers that are coming to Jesus and saying, well, I believe that's enough. And he's saying, it is enough for your salvation, but it's not enough for you to keep all in your life.
Yeah.
Ooh, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Church, we better have some oil in our lamp. And the oil has been all throughout Scripture a representation, a picture, a type, and the shadow of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Now listen, before you get all backwards and upside down on me, understand this, that the blood, when that is applied to your life, the Holy Ghost falls upon the blood. Are you hearing me, church? Oh, praise God. Did you know somebody can be covered in the Holy Ghost even though they never spoke in tongues?
Yeah.
Did he just say that? Amen, I did. Praise the Lord. Can you prove it? Sure. Leviticus 17 says this, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. The word life in the Hebrew also means spirit. For the spirit of the flesh is in the blood. And if you've got the blood of Jesus flowing in your life, you've got the Spirit flowing in your life.
Amen.
You just haven't been baptized with the Holy Ghost
and
fire.
Right.
Amen?
I didn't do it.
No, but you need to be endued with power from on high.
That's it.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are you glad the blood of Jesus saves?
Amen.
Are you glad the blood of Jesus is powerful enough to keep and protect? Hallelujah. And to wash away all sins and redeem us unto God and to make us kings and priests unto God. How? By the Spirit? No, by the blood.
Yeah.
Woo! Somebody shout hallelujah for the blood. Church, if you started with your faith in Jesus Christ and in the power of His blood to save you, and the power of His blood to heal you, and the power of His blood to cleanse you, and with the empowering of the Holy Ghost to give you power to overcome the enemy, I'm here to remind you, church, it'll going to take that same walk of faith and belief, praise God, to get you to the end of the road. Amen. Oh, church, we're going to have to continue in our faith. Oh, and not in the wisdom of men. Let's not turn to the ways of men. Oh, the wisdom of men says we don't need the Holy Ghost in the service anymore. The wisdom of men says we've gotten modern. We've grown up now. The church has gotten intelligent now, Brother Tommy. We don't need all that craziness going on in the church service. No, we want to be able to appeal to the world. We want to be able to have folks who are sinners come in and join the church in about 4 or 5 visits because they're not convicted by a demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God.
Amen.
See, sometimes conviction drives people away. Amen. And other times conviction will draw people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, listen to me, church. It's not my job to draw you in or to put you out. That's the Holy Ghost's job. And He does a mighty fine job at it. He doesn't need my help other than to preach the living Word of God and to present the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost is able to do the rest.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Listen, it's not my job to convict you. It's my job to preach to you. The Holy Ghost and the Word of God does the convicting. For the Word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And piercing and dividing asunder of the soul and of the spirit. And of the joints and of the marrow. And is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Woo, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say praise God, Pastor didn't kick me out. Oh, but you ought to say praise God, Pastor didn't bring me in. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to me, church. I don't want that job. Are you hearing me? It's not my job to kick you out, and it's not my job to bring you in. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that?
Yeah.
Praise God. I'm glad the Holy Ghost, it is able to work by the oil of the Spirit, by the drawing and the power of God. It is able to convince sinners of their sin. Hallelujah. How? By the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And so what happened to the church, the 10 virgins that are mentioned there, is that they're now, some of them are even being told to not even press, not even stretch, to not even reach for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Some are told don't even desire the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. I'm here to remind you, everybody that believes, I want to receive.
Yeah. Yes, come on.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Praise
the name of the Lord. Why? Listen. So your faith will not stand in the wisdom of men, but it will stand in the power of God. There's too many men telling you what they think. Hallelujah. Sometimes at church, I don't know about you. Oh, but praise God, I pray it's not you. But I've been at different churches sometimes, and all I heard was what somebody did in their life. How much money they raised somewhere. And what they did here, what they did there. You didn't come to hear about my life. You came to hear about the only one who can give you life. You didn't come to hear about my failures. You came to hear about the one who never failed. You didn't come to hear about what I did. You came to hear what God saith, the Lord and the Word of God, who is able to make you free and to make you whole.
All right.
Woo, glory.
Yeah, good.
And so, church, listen to me. How many of you realize we're living in the last days?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all quit playing games with me. How many of you realize you're living in the last days? How many of you realize you're going to be fighting some battles you ain't never fought before?
Sure.
How many of you realize that your heart will begin to fail you for fear?
Yeah.
For seeing the things coming upon the face of the earth?
Yeah.
Oh, but if you got a new heart, and in that new heart lives Christ Jesus, oh, perfect love cast out all fear.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm here to remind you that Jesus
Savior tomorrow, and he desires to be the Savior who calls you, come on home!
Yeah.
For I've gone to prepare a place for you.
Yes, sir.
That world there ye may be also. Woo,
hallelujah. Church, if that don't make you want to shout, I don't know what will. Church, we've got spiritual battles that we fight in our life every day. How many of you know you're not fighting against your wife? You're not fighting against your husband. You're not fighting... Well, we shouldn't be doing that anyway, right? Oh, hallelujah. But anyway, you're not fighting with your cousin. You're not fighting with the in-laws, and you're not fighting with the outlaws. Oh, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Spirit of God in you today.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. How many of you got the Holy Spirit of God in you today?
Yeah.
Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. Woo! That is if you got oil in your lamp. I said that is if you got oil in your lamp. Well, praise God. Listen to me, church. I'm not going to nickel and dime it to you, amen? I'm going to tell it to you just like the Word of God says. Oh, praise God, I'm not going to add to it. I'm not going to take from it. If you're not saved, you need the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins. Woo, glory to God. If you're saved and you're washed in the blood of Jesus, if you're saved and you know it, shout amen.
Amen.
Ooh, glory, I'm glad to be part of the saved this morning. Hallelujah. I said, if you're saved and you know it, shout amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it's spiritual battle that you're fighting, church. And if we're going to fight spiritual battles, then we got to get into the Spirit of God and quit trying to fight them with the wisdom of our mind. Quit trying to fight these battles with the wisdom of men. Fight these battles in faith in God and in His Holy Word and be filled with the Holy Ghost!
Amen.
You see, the Holy Ghost is the only Spirit, the only power that can give you strength over all them other ghosts out there. Amen. Oh, the ghost of your past? Yeah, the ghost of your life past. Oh my. And even the ghost of your possible life future. Did you know sometimes the devil tries to get you tangled up in your past? Are you hearing me, church?
Yeah.
Well, listen, if you get yourself filled with the Holy Ghost again, it does something about washing away that past. It does something about washing away, and the light of Jesus begins to be so bright in your now, you don't even think about the was anymore. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. Oh, I want to live for Jesus every day. Glory! I want to live for Jesus every day. I want to forget those things which are behind. I want to press for those things which are ahead. I want to press for the press of the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Because when you're pressing ahead, you're forgetting about your past. Woo! Show me somebody thinking too much about their past, and I will show you somebody who's not pressing ahead.
Ah, Lord, that's right.
We got quiet. I'll take old me's as well as amens.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Somebody shout praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The Holy Ghost is the only thing that can give you power over the old ghosts, amen? Over the ghost of your past, over the evil spirits that try to come into your life and discourage you. And they come from the enemy. They come from the wicked one. Oh, praise God, stop digging up the skeletons of your past. Leave them buried and under the blood where Jesus put it. And begin to walk onward and upward in Christ Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah for Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. the oil of the Spirit, church. And I want to make sure you catch this morning. If we're not careful, we'll slide backwards into the place of the sleepy Laodicean church who forgets what Jesus did for you yesterday. Oh, praise God, and where He has you today and the place where He wants you to be tomorrow. Church, we're going to forget that the light of our lamp that is needing to be shining, we're going to forget, and we're not going to put oil in our lamps. And I'm here to remind you that without oil in your lamps, your light will soon quit burning.
That's right.
Ooh, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, in this dark world, with Jesus who is the light of the world, that lights up the darkness of this life and gives us the view of another world. That place, Brother Tommy, where there's no pain, where there's no death, where there's no sorrow, there's no crying, there's no hurting, there's no dying. Oh, and Brother Milton, the place where your body is made new. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
No wheelchairs for Brother Milton in heaven. Hallelujah. No tears, no sorrow there. Oh, no pain, no parting there. Oh, are you glad for the promise that you have in Christ Jesus?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe God can touch you here and now. But if He chooses not to, I know there's coming a day, Brother Milton.
Yeah.
You're going to run past me and get to the feet of Jesus.
Yes.
I believe that too. I believe that too.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad for Jesus this morning?
Yeah.
He didn't say we'd get saved, be happy, healthy, and wealthy. Oh, but He did say we'd get saved, and we now would have a light to shine our way in the darkness. He did say that we'd get saved, and we'd have a lamp to light up the path, so we can see where we're going.
Yes. All right.
Hallelujah. The world that you and I are living in is getting darker by the day. Getting darker by the moment. Every day brings about a new revelation of the degradation of mankind. The one who was created in the image of God is now making himself into the image of four-footed beasts, acting like animals. In fact, even the animals have more love and care and compassion for their young ones than the women of the world today. Oh, listen, last year alone, are you hearing me, church? Last year alone, 40 million babies around the world have been aborted. And you're telling me that the grace and the love and the mercy of God is going to overlook that forever? No, I'm here to tell you, oh, that the judgment of God is coming quickly upon a sin-sick world who has turned their back on God's only Son, who's turned their back on the only way out and the only way of salvation. Jesus is still the only way, and the blood is the only thing that can wash away the sin and the guilt and the shame of their past.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, somebody shout glory. The world is scoffing things that are wholesome. They are ignoring the principles that are given by God. And the sad part, church, is that the church world is receiving those things of the world with open arms. Oh, listen, it wasn't the wisdom of this world that got you saved. And it will not be the wisdom of this world that keeps you saved. And it will not be the wisdom of this world that calls out to you, enter thou into the joys of thy Lord, thy good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Good preaching, brother.
More and more, the light of the gospel. Ooh, somebody say you got Jesus in your heart this morning.
Yeah.
The light of Jesus, which is the light of the gospel.
Yeah.
He desires to shine bright in your life. And when I tell you that the world is growing darker and is hating the light of Jesus, I'm here to remind you that if you've got the light of Jesus inside of you, the world will more and more hate you. And if the world doesn't hate you, if the world doesn't despise you, then you're not following the real Jesus, and you don't have the real Jesus on the inside.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, hallelujah. The light is hated by the world.
Yeah.
Because it was born of light. It was delivered by light. It was revealed in His brightness. It revealed the condition of man in his darkened sin, 6-8. And it revealed the glory of a God. And it revealed the love of a God. Oh, the Father's love for you cannot even be described. Oh, when He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yeah. For He came not to condemn the world. Oh, but that the world through Him might be saved. And this is the condemnation. Oh, that light is coming through the world. But men love darkness rather than light.
Bible 2.
Oh, preacher, are you condemning everybody? Are you condemning sinners? No, they condemn themselves when they do not receive Jesus, the light of the world. They receive that condemnation unto themselves. I don't have to do that. They do it on their own.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody say hallelujah.
Lord,
the only light, Christ Jesus. The only light, which is Christ Jesus. That light is the only thing that can take us out of the kingdom of darkness and into the glorious light of Jesus Christ. Oh, and that Jesus is the light of the gospel. That Jesus is the light of the world is becoming more and more obvious every day. And because the world hates that even the slightest glimmer of light, the Bible says everyone, as it continues on in John 3, 18, 19, and 20, everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Are you hearing me, church? The world that hates Jesus, they're going to hate you. Oh, praise God, don't let that turn the light of Jesus off in your life. You let the light by the oil of the Holy Ghost shine ever brighter as the darkness of this world gets ever darker. Yeah. Oh, praise God, the path of the righteous shineth more and more unto that day.
Yeah.
Jesus ought to be shining brighter in your life today than He was when you first got saved.
Right.
Ooh, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, but sadly, church, life in the situations that life brings and circumstances that we find ourselves a part of. And, oh, we don't make wise choices sometimes. Can anybody say amen?
Yeah.
And sometimes we make bad choices. And sometimes we wonder why we end up in the situation that we're in. Oh, and we look at God and say, why'd you let this happen to me? And He says, I didn't do anything to you. I tried to lead you and guide you and show you the way to go. But you turned into the wisdom of man. You turn to your own way. And oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every man to his own way.
Lord.
You want to know why there's so many religions in the world today? Because every man's turning to his own way. And if they don't like the glorious light of the gospel, they create another Jesus. And they create another gospel.
Yeah.
And they tear out a few more pages and make a new translation.
Yeah.
Woo.
Right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 4 says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. Do you know that eyes are blinded out there today? And did you know that if you see the glorious light of Jesus Christ, it's because Jesus Christ, the light of the world, has shined upon you. Amen. Oh, listen, don't you hear that song as we sing it sometimes? In the cross, be my glory ever. Oh, it says, Lord, as I come to the cross every day, oh, may its beams of light shine on me, and may I walk in the shadow of that cross every day. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, in the cross. Oh, praise God. He says, whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts.
Yes.
Ooh, can somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Jesus is shining in your heart this morning to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Church, we must watch. We must be vigilant.
We must be ever careful, and the Bible says, be aware, be knowledgeable. Don't be ignorant, but be aware of the wiles of the devil. Oh, listen, he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He comes to mess everything up in your life. And if he can start you to getting down the road of slumber and sleepiness, of not being too concerned about your spiritual well-being, about where you are in Christ Jesus this morning, if he can cause you to not put that at very much a priority in your life, he'll do it. And he'll cause you to fall asleep in the slumber of this crazy little lullaby that tries to remind you of the things of your past, of the places where you are now. And oh my goodness, if it was such a mess then and you can't seem to get anything right now, oh Lord, what in the world's my future going to be like? Stop looking to the ways of men. Stop looking to the wisdom of men. Put the light of the glorious gospel back light in your light, shining brightly again. Hallelujah. And listen to me, church. I don't know about you, but I'm not happy when we go two or three services and there's not a move of the Spirit. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
I said, I'm not happy with it. Well, what do you mean, brother? We got to be swinging from the chandeliers every Sunday? No, we don't have to swing from the chandeliers in order for the Spirit to move. Are you hearing me? Yeah. We don't have to be running the aisles or dancing in the Spirit. But if we don't have a flow of the Holy Ghost, we're getting dried up and our lamps will go out.
Yeah.
Come on. That's good.
Yeah. Church, we got to have a flow of the Spirit. We got to have a move of God. And we need to have it every service. Amen. Praise God. Are we a Spirit-filled church or not? And if we're a Spirit-filled church, it ought to not be a strange thing to have the Spirit filling us every service.
Yeah. Come
on, brother.
Yeah.
Don't swap the light of Jesus Christ for the light of this world. For the light of this world, the Bible tells us, is gross darkness. Matthew 6:23, Jesus says, if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Church, if the only light you have in your life is your light, if the only light you have in your life is your goodness, if the only light that you have in your life is your righteousness, if your only light that you have is how good you think you are in comparison with someone else, if the light that you have in your life is what you think in your mind is right and it doesn't line up with the Word of God, how great is your darkness? I don't care how often you might come to church. I don't care if you're here every service. If you're thinking those things and you're thinking that you've got your own way, I'm here to remind you there's only one way and it's Jesus.
Right.
With spiritual discernment, church, the Bible tells us that we are to judge all things. Not by our own ideas, but judge it by the Word of God. Amen. Are you grateful for the Word of God this morning?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Oh, we cannot be based on the wisdom of men. Praise God. We've got to examine. We've got to investigate. We've got to inquire. We've got to examine. We've got to judge everything that comes into our life, whether or not it lines up with the Word of God or not.
Amen.
And you better be using the Word of God, not some new watered down version with about 1,500 words in the New Testament alone ripped out of it.
Yeah.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God. For who hath known? For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Church, you and I were given the mind of Christ. Do you want to know why? It's so that we might be able to judge things in our life and know what we need to do, know where we need to stand, know where we need to go, to know the guidelines that we have that God has put in place, not man. So that we might have that light shining on our feet so that we can see that what we're standing on is God-given, not man-given. Church, if you're reading too many books written by men about God, you're in the wrong place. You need to start reading the only book by God about man, and that's where you're going to get the light of the world, Jesus Christ, shining bright in your life.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, but so-and-so wrote a real good book. I don't care if so-and-so didn't die for me. So-and-so wrote a really good book. I don't care. So-and-so isn't sitting at the right hand of the Father right now making intercession for me. But this Word of God is true and forever settled in heaven.
Yeah.
Ooh, can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 11:2. Do you realize, church, we're looking for a bridegroom? Hallelujah. How many of you say, I want to be in the bride? I'm going to be in the bride. Well, it's like that old song, "Oh Lord, don't let me fail. I want to be in your bride. Though my way grows dark, keep me by your side. When my faith grows weak, help me always see something in my life, Lord, thou hast done for me."
Amen.
Amen. Church, I want to be in this bride. How about you? Paul told the Corinthian church, he said, "I'm jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband." Woo, hallelujah. Did you know you're espoused to one husband? You want to know his name this morning? His name is Jesus. That's your husband you're looking for. Praise God. You men don't look at me like I'm crazy. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, we're part of the bride of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to lose our own personal identity when we get into the body of Christ and take on that persona of the bride of Christ. Amen?
Amen?
Well, hallelujah. Yeah, the one that doesn't control stuff in her life like men you do in your life because you think you're the man God gave you control. Let me tell you something. When you're part of His body, the body of Christ, and you're part of His bride, you don't have no control.
Right. Come on.
Well, brother, I don't know if I can do that. Well, then I'm going to tell you, if you can't do that, you can't follow Jesus.
Yeah. Come on.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm here to remind you, church, somebody didn't go to sleep. For the call came forth. Wake up. Our bridegroom's coming.
Yeah.
Our bridegroom's coming. Now, church, how many of you know you've got to have oil in your lamp?
Yeah.
Church, how many of you know you've got to have oil in your lamp?
Man.
Come on, church. How many of you know you've got to have oil in your lamp?
Yeah, yeah.
And how many also
know
you
got to
trim your lamp? You know what the Bible says?
Yeah.
It says they all woke up. Brother Mark, they woke up. I didn't know I was asleep. Hey, whoa, wait a minute. Hey, what's that sound? The bridegroom is coming!
Yeah! Yeah! Hurry up the meeting.
And they begin to trim their lamp. Now, any of you ever have an old oil lamp?
Yeah.
You know what you're doing when you're trimming the lamp? You're cutting away the ashes of the previous fire. You know what that tells me? That those agents all had a fire going at one time, Brother Aaron.
Yeah.
Because they began to trim their lamps. And one group, five, were able to light it again with a fresh new fire. Praise God. Do you know what the enemy wants you to do? He wants you to focus on the ashes of your yesterday so that you never get your fire lit again. You know what Jesus wants you to do? He wants you to trim away the ashes of your yesterday. So you can start the fire today.
Amen.
So you'll be ready to meet the bridegroom when he comes. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Who's this Carol Campion? Well, I feel the Spirit of the Lord is drawing someone.
Yes.
I want you to just bow your heads and close your eyes. Focus upon the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you touch hearts. Lord, I pray, oh God, Lord, that you would draw those to you today who need to be drawn to you. For those of you who have grown cold in your heart and in your spirit today, woo, Father, in the name of Jesus, those who have grown cold, Lord, in their heart today, and their lamps have gone out, Lord, the ashes of their yesterdays need to be trimmed away so that a new, fresh light of Jesus can shine in their hearts today. Lord, I pray that they find the strength. They find, Lord, whatever they need today to step up, step out, and in faith receive from you, Lord, what you have for them today. In the name of Jesus. If I was preaching to you this morning, you know who you are. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe I was preaching to every one of you this morning. Oh, but I believe the Lord is drawing and touching someone in particular this morning. And if you knew I was preaching to you, that oil of your lamp has gone low and your lamp has gone out. It's time for you to trim off the ashes of your yesterday and start a fresh new today with Jesus. If that's you, step out in faith right now and let's receive from the Lord.
Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Oh, keep me burning.